Welcome to another edition of What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Most Trying Dilemmas. I'm Linda Wertheimer, and with me is Rob. Hey, Rob.
Hi, Linda.
So, what mystery do we solve today?
Well, today we're going to talk about how to act macho when ordering a drink at a bar. Now, Linda, I know this may be a shock to you, but when you're a guy at a bar, this is a place where, you know, you're trying to show off for the ladies. You're trying to show them, hey, I'm a guy who's tough, who's strong, and I'm going to order a tough and strong drink. It's survival of the fittest out there. And for this reason, we have to know what drinks to order and what drinks not to order.
Okay, well, I'm betting nothing with a parasol, but what are the things we need to know here?
Well, you're right. There's this whole section of drinks at a bar that we summarily ignore them. There are the fruity ones, the strawberry daiquiris, the coconut teasers, anything that's neon, blue, green. We just totally bypass that. Basically, manly drinks are the strong, simple drinks. And I talked to a guy about this. His name is Frank Kelly Rich. He's the editor of a magazine called Modern Drunkard Magazine, which... He knows all about drinking and, you know, getting drunk.
If you want to be macho, you'll order like a bourbon on the rocks or whiskey on the rocks or a shot of tequila. Or if you want to be really macho, you'd order Wild Turkey 101 as a shot.
It's about getting drinks that don't necessarily taste very good. And the other thing I've noticed, Linda, is if you take your drink and you wince like, ooh, that hurts, that burns. You know, that adds to the whole machismo factor. And I think, you know, women respond to that. They're like, wow, here's a guy who's really strong and he can take it.
Like his teeth have just been dry cleaned or something.
Right.
Now, what about just going for a little softer thing? Like, what about just a beer?
Beers are good. I mean, those are pretty standard. But now there's just so many beers out there. And each beer kind of talks about who you are. So, you know, if you want to just be a dude, a guy, you know, just say, hey, give me a Bud, like a domestic beer. Because sometimes you order like an organic microbrew and they think, oh, okay, who's this tree hugger? Or you go and you try to order like a triple Bock, whatever wheat hoppy thing from Belgium, and like, oh, who's Mr. Eurotrash guy here? Who are you trying to be? So you have to watch out because there's so many out there.
Could you just say what's on tap? What is it, cooler to get the long neck or the tap or what?
Yeah, I always like to say, hey, just give me a pint of ale or something like that. I don't even like to name the beer. Just say, ale, pint, please, you know? You use kind of like the caveman voice. That helps be manly, too.
So does wine work for the manly man?
Great question and a simple answer. I talked to Frank Kelly Rich about this.
To actually go into a bar and order like a Chardonnay or something is to put your reputation in your hands. I mean, it's just not done.
You cannot order wine at a bar. You just can't do it. And it's actually not because of the wine itself. It's because of the glass, you know? It's the little stem thing. That is not manly. But I like wine, and I'm not afraid to say it. I enjoy wine, white wine, red wine, rosés, they're all good. But here's a little solution. You come with your own glass, you know, like maybe Eric the Red would have one, like a Viking thing. And you kind of sneak behind the bar and you say, fill up with wine. And then they come out, they pour out the wine. Now you're sipping it from a manly cup, and you're good to go. It also works when you want to order maybe peppermint schnapps or brandy. If you have the right mug, you can get around that wine clause.
Okay, so ordering the drink. You're facing the bartender. What do you do?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that because I've actually brought with me today a few drinks so we can practice this.
Uh-huh.
Now, this may look like grapefruit juice and orange juice and cranberry juice. But in reality, we got bourbon, tequila, and amaretto. That's where they're going to be today.
I think that the fact that they're in plastic bottles is making it a little tough to...
I'm going to put this back on you. I just told you how to be...
How to do it.
How to do it. Now, I'll play the bartender and you order a drink.
And I'm the macho guy?
Yeah, I mean, we're just role-playing here. We can be anyone when you're role-playing, right, you know?
Okay, I'd like a double shot of bourbon. You don't say anything?
I'm not paying attention to you.
Oh.
Because you're not following the rules.
Ah.
Here are the rules as told to me by Frank Kelly Rich.
The most important thing is eye contact. You just keep staring at him, staring at him, staring at him. Eventually, as soon as he makes eye contact, you yell your order out.
Now, I'm looking around. There's a lot of people at the bar. Uh-oh, we've met eyes.
Yes. Double shot of bourbon.
Okay, here we go. Double shot of bourbon.
Whoa.
Now, Do you want any amaretto in that?
No.
No? Okay. So here's your double shot of bourbon that looks a lot like grapefruit juice. Now, here's another thing you can do, though. Let's say you don't know what the names of the drinks are, but you know what the cool things to order are, like bourbon or tequila or, you know, or just straight vodka. You can just make a combination and just give it any name you want. And the cool names are kind of like the tough ones, like I'll have a charging bull, you know, or something like gruesome, like I'll have a severed finger, you know, like something like really tough. And then they say, oh, what's that? And then you look at them funny, like, oh, you don't know? It's not in your book? Well, then you just make it up. So let's say a severed finger could be, you know, two parts bourbon.
Mm-hmm.
And then it can be some tequila, which is very manly. And then you can say, oh, and, you know, it's so crazy because it has the splash of amaretto. That's how it goes.
I can't believe any bartender would buy that.
Yeah. Then you have your severed
finger.
That's
a real drink.
That's your drink for the night, and then you wince. Watch. You have to wince when you drink it. That's the most important part.
Okay.
Ooh, that's strong. Oh, yeah. Good severed finger. And that's how you do it, basically.
Thanks for listening to What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Most Trying Dilemmas. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Rob Sachs.